and she joins us now in the program. Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm not married yet.
Oh, I thought
you're not.
No.
You're not in the clubhouse yet. Do we have time to talk you out of it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no date has been set yet, but okay. Probably not.
Okay. Alyssa has written a brand new book called Safe at Home, Confessions of a Baseball Fanatic, and she told me that when I saw her, when we saw her in studio, that she didn't think my slider was good enough. So she was
not
interested.
True.
Yeah.
You're making stuff up.
Yeah. Well, we never do that. Now, Alyssa, what's the thing that people, after they read the book, comment on more than anything else? What's the reaction been like?
Well, I think mostly that they didn't expect it to be so personal. Because what I tried to do, like, I originally sat down, I was like, okay, so, you know, women are very different than men, and we sort of have a more critical eye, and, you know, we're a little bit more romantic. So I sat down originally to write a book about baseball from a woman's perspective, but what wound up happening is it just became much more of a sort of personal journey almost. So what I tried to do was use baseball as sort of a mirror to different points of my life. So I think people are most surprised by the fact that there's so much, you know, personal experience in there that I shared.
You know, Alyssa, one of the things that I get from baseball, and I am a huge baseball fan, and I'm probably a baseball first guy, you know, which isn't always common in among sports talk radio hosts.
Right.
But the one thing that I love about baseball is that it is incredibly reliable. No matter what is going on in my life, no matter what relationships I'm in, no matter what troubles I'm having, that baseball has always felt like it's there for me. And I would imagine that there's some degree that is true for you. I mean, child stars, sitcoms, Charmed, ups and downs of show business,
that's
baseball
exactly
is reliable.
Right. That's exactly right. And no matter, I mean, in a lot of respects, baseball has taught me to be present and in the moment. And that might sound like really philosophical and heady, but the truth of it is no matter what has gone on in my life, good stuff, bad stuff, whatever it is, I can sit and watch a baseball game and completely escape. And I think that the rhythm sort of, you know, lends itself to that sort of hypnotic, you know, thing. And I just am very grateful for that, to have that, because, you know, in this industry, it's really crazy. And it also is something that connects me to other baseball fans, you know, where I'm not necessarily a celebrity, but I'm able to talk to people about their favorite teams, and it sort of puts everything in a really personal way, which you know, I need.
Alyssa Milano is joining us. She's got a new book out called Safe at Home. It's basically, as she puts it, her journey kind of through life as a baseball fan. It's called Safe at Home, Confessions of a Baseball Fanatic. And the foreword is written by Joe Torre. Were you
surprised? How cool is that?
For you especially, because you're a big Dodger fan, were you surprised when he agreed to do it?
I was stunned. I was stunned. We actually, my agent over at CAA actually had a connection with him, and she said, you know, maybe we should just send him some of the chapters and see if he responds to it. And then he agreed to write the foreword, and I've never even met him, so I couldn't be more grateful. It's so great, you know. But I think what he sort of liked about what I sent him was that, you know, I talk very much about baseball being such a generational gift that's sort of handed down from generation to generation. And, you know, it's how my love of the game, it's the foundation of my love for the game. I grew up hearing stories about Ebbets Field and Jackie Robinson from my dad. And I think it's a nice thing to hand down. And so I think he responded to that more than anything. And I also think he was, you know, like he writes in the foreword, there's very few times that women have been given the opportunity to also share their love of the sport.
Yeah, I also, by the way, heard that he's a huge fan of Charmed. Joe loves Charmed.
Yeah, and Rose McGowan was his favorite person until he read the book. Yeah.
You know, out of curiosity, though, Alyssa, Joe wrote a book called The Yankee Years. Have you read his book?
I haven't read it yet. I have it here. I just haven't had the chance to start it.
Did he ask you to write the foreword for his book?
No, oddly, he didn't.
Yeah, that is disappointing that he was not reciprocal. Hey, all right, last thing for me, Alyssa, and this is a weird question, but it's kind of been the black cloud over baseball. So, you know, when you were in with us, you were candid about the fact that you've dated a few baseball players, and they've been kind of high-profile, well-publicized relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it at a time where we're now learning that baseball was just loaded with steroid problems.
Right.
I'm curious, did you know, and I'm not asking if the guys you dated did it, but you know, you share, there's pillow talk and you share secrets with the people you're involved with. Did you know back when it was going on that it was as big of a deal as it's turned out to be?
I had no idea. I had no idea. And, you know, even in any sort of conversations about other players or, you know, players that were injured at that time, you know, it never came up. So it is, it's almost like a weird secret society in a lot of respects, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
That the players that were doing it knew. But that was pretty much it. It wasn't spoken of. I mean, that's the only explanation I could give to not hearing anything about it. It was that secret.
Alyssa Milano is with us. The book is called Safe at Home, Confessions of a Baseball Fanatic. Steve Mason, John Ireland, 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com. So they signed Manny Ramirez. I know you're a Dodger fan. Sign Manny. They've got the rotation now. It looks like it's going to go Kuroda, Wolf, Billingsley, Clayton Kershaw, and maybe in that fifth spot, James McDonald, Broxton the closer. How far can this Dodger team go?
Not very far, I don't think.
Really? What do you think?
You're killing me, Alyssa.
Here's my issue. You know, if Manny could pitch, that would be awesome. But my issue is, what if one of these guys has a long-term injury? What?
And Billingsley's already tweaked. You know,
he's got the groin pull, right?
Right. Yeah, he's already on the shelf. So.
So I don't know. I think we have to look for another starter.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an option, and I am definitely of the school that pitching wins championships. I mean, you know, it's been seen.
It's a team built for, I mean, I've said this before, but I think it's a team built for the regular season. If they want to do damage in the postseason,
that's right.
They need to get one of those arms that'll actually scare somebody.
That's right.
Because I don't think they got it now. All right, last thing for you. We joke about this on a fairly regular basis. How, whenever we talk about you, for some reason, we talk about Shannon Doherty also.
This is such a load of crap. I can't even believe you're going to ask her. I think you asked her this when she was in before, but go ahead. Let's put it to rest once and for all.
Does Shannon Doherty have crooked eyes?
You asked me this before when I was in the studio.
Yeah, I told him. He's got this weird...
And I told you, I never noticed that.
Of course you didn't, because the condition does not exist. It is some weird thing in the back of Mason's mind that he cannot get rid of, that he thinks Shannon Doherty has crooked eyes.
I don't think he does.
Yeah,
one eye is higher than the other.
That is the biggest load of crap.
It's 100% true.
Go on the internet and stare all day at pictures of Shannon Doherty and provide us with evidence. What? If not, would you get
really
off
think
of
I,
it?
You really think I haven't done that?
Oh, my God. Why did I go down that road? Okay.
All right.
Alyssa, my promise to you is that we're done asking you that particular question. next time we see you, that question will not come up. Are you going
to
be at opening?
Lay that to rest?
Yeah. Are you going to be at opening day?
I hope so. I don't know. My schedule's kind of crazy. I go on the book tour on Sunday, and then City Field in New York is opening the First Touch flagship store.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to be in New York at that time opening the shop.
Okay.
Right. And by the way, Touch is Alyssa's clothing line. So they're actually opening one right there at the new Yankee Park, right?
No, the new Mets Park.
Oh, the new Mets Park.
The City
Bank
Park,
yeah.
And, cool. And by the way, from what I hear, Alyssa, your stuff's doing great. My wife loves your stuff. I mean, every time...
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, every
Thank
time I hear
so
people talk
you.
About it. Oh, sure. And she's not the only one. I mean, the girls around the station are wearing it, so I know
oh,
that's
so
doing
glad.
Well for you. And good luck with the book, too. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I really appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Alyssa.
See you soon.
Bye, honey.
Hey, she called
me. I think
me,
that
honey.
Was for me.
No, that was me.
That was me.
That was clearly me. I was the
that
only
was
one,
me.
I was the
I'm
only
honey.
One. I wasn't. I was the only one nice to her.